Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Advisor with Stacey Chalemi. I'm really excited today because we have a very special guest on our show today. Before we begin, I just want to give a quick shout out to iHeartRadio Speaker and YouTube for sponsoring this show today and making it happen for us. And if you like this episode, please like and share with other individuals and leave your comments, please. I'm really excited, Trin, to have you on the show. Trin is the co-founder of Jhampar Tibetan Pharmacy, and he is into natural health, natural healing, and he has so much to share with us today. He has been through a lot, and he's seen other people heal through the different herbal supplements that he offers people and the different products that he offers people. Now, can you tell everybody a little about yourself, Trin, and a little about your company?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. It's a wonderful experience to be here.
Oh, you're welcome.
My journey really started not as you would expect. About 12 years ago, I was working as a security contractor. I owned a security company in Washington, D.C., and was living a very different life. And during that time, I was assaulted, and my leg and ankle was broken and really shattered. And they wanted to take my leg and amputate it. They didn't think they could fix it. We talked to the head surgeon for the hospital to doing the surgery, and he said, "You're going to be in pain and misery for the rest of your life, but we'll do our best to keep your leg." And he was right. I ended up on 17 medications for about 5 years, every single day, unable to work, put on disability, and really given no hope. And so I got to a point after taking that many medications for that long that I didn't want to live like that anymore, and started looking for alternatives. And that's what really led me into plant medicine. I first was made aware of cannabinoids and terpenes, and that's what kind of started me on my path. I started to use different combinations of cannabinoids and terpenes to get myself off those medications one by one. And over the course of about 2 years, I was able to completely get myself off of them and take myself back to work and off disability. And so, with the success that I'd had with myself, I didn't have anything better to do, and I thought I'd try to share what I'd learned with the world, and began a company, Jhampa. About 2 years into expressing what I learned with cannabinoids and terpenes, a Tibetan master Amchi physician found us. An Amchi is a title for a master physician of Tibetan medicine and pharmacology, a gentleman who had spent 50 years formulating with a lineage into the Tibetan healing science called Suwa Rigpa. And so, long story short, for the last 5 years, we brought his company, Tibetan Pharmacy, and my company, Jhampa, together, and it has become Jhampa Tibetan Pharmacy. And now an advanced, really a beautiful and advanced expression of Eastern medicine that's been formulated and prepared specifically for us in the West and for our physiologies.
Wow. Now you have a lot of different products and services. What are some of the products and services that you have that can help people with common conditions that we all suffer from?
I mean, we have a full pharmacy of products. We also import the traditional Tibetan pill medicines and Rinchen pill medicines. There's not much out there that we're not able to address. And if we aren't, we bring something in that can. So our goal is to have a fully functioning botanical and mineral pharmacy that can be an alternative to, hard pharmaceuticals that cause interactions and cause problems. We
Oh,
spent
yeah.
a lot of time advancing this lineage of medicine by incorporating what I've learned and what Amchi already knew about terpenes, and that's that they are the life force energy of the plant. So when you bring the terpenes back into a traditional formulation, it's like breathing air into the lungs. It's new life, living intelligence that helps the medicine to integrate with our body and communicate with our own innate wisdom and our own biochemistry.
Now, what's different between other supplements on the market and Tibetan supplements?
There's, I'll quote a famous Ayurvedic doctor and what he said. When we shared the products with him at an Ayurvedic convention, he experienced them, and then he got up on stage about 20 or 30 minutes later to give his keynote address. And he had probably 3,000 doctors that most of them had trained himself. And he said, every day, my students, my professors, teachers, everybody comes and says, "Mind body, mind body, mind body. We got to heal the mind, got to heal the body." He said, "But what happened to the spirit?" And everybody's looking at each other and shuffling around, going, "What's he talking about? What's he talking about?" And he was like, "Maybe in 10 years, maybe 50 years, maybe right over there." And he pointed to where our booth was. He said, "We'll bring the spirit back into herbal medicine." And what he was hinting towards was the fact that we brought terpenes back into the formulation. Terpenes are lost when the plant is dried. So you dry a
Yes.
herb, put it into a tincture, you've lost the terpenes. We
Yes.
take those botanicals and we use terpenes that are naturally present in those botanicals and create a synergistic supporting profile that vastly enhances and expands the healing potential of the products. And so, in answer to your question, it's the spiritual aspect of healing that really Tibetan medicine has kept sacred and true for all of this time. Because in my experience, what I learned is that there were parts of my physical healing that weren't possible to happen and to continue being healthy without addressing emotional and spiritual things that were going on internally at the same time. And
Yes.
I learned through experience myself, and now watching many others, that unless you really focus on the mind, the body, and the spirit together, you often can miss something. And even though
Yes.
you will get better, as time goes on, you'll start to slide back into those conditions again. And so that's the part of Tibetan medicine that really blew me away and has drawn me in as far as I can go, because I haven't found that in any other healing science.
You know, that's so true. You know, I suffered from epilepsy, and I suffered from later on in life. I lost my mobility in my arms due to an incident that happened, and I was in chronic pain for 4 years, and I couldn't even lift up a coffee cup. And the one thing I worked on was trying to align my spirit, you know, mind, body, and spirit. And that's what got me through it. And when I was able to align my mind, body, and spirit, and I practiced daily, that's what got me through everything. And if I didn't have that alignment, I would have never gotten through all the things I've gotten through throughout my life, including the chronic pain. And it's so important that people understand. I think people sometimes, that if they're not into spirituality, they sometimes forget about the spirit. And that's such an important aspect. That is who we are. That's what connects us. That's what connects us to the outer world. That's what connects us to who we are as a person within. And when you have the combination of taking natural supplements and doing natural, you know, methods of healing, and then you work on your spirituality at the same time, miracles happen. And you know, and it's truly a life-changing experience. And there's so many people out there that can attest to that. Now, you were telling me a story about your mom right before the show. I would love for you to share that story and tell people how your mother went from one extreme all the way to the next extreme.
Yeah, my mother, if you'd have met her in her prime, she's the kind of person who can do 100 things at once. She's able to connect and on a deep level with anybody she meets. You know, we'll get on a plane, and by the end of a plane ride, she's adopted seven Cambodians that are leaving Cambodia to move to Australia, and all of a sudden we have an extended family of seven, now about 50 Cambodians. You know, that's my mother. And she treated them like her own, and her heart went out to them because she sees these kids and all they had were garbage bags with everything
Yes.
thrown in the world. So that gives you a little insight into the type of person she is. About the same time that I had my ankle injury, she was diagnosed with a pineal gland tumor. And so they wanted to operate, it was getting bigger, and so they operated on her, and she died on the table as they removed the tumor. A clot formed in her visual cortex and also at the base of her brain, and both stroked out. So they burst, killed all of the neurons, and
Wow.
she died on the table. And so she was gone for over 2 minutes. They brought her back, and she was, for all intents and purposes, an invalid, you know, unable to do anything for herself. She thought my dad was Jeffrey Dahmer for the first 2 weeks of her coming out of her coma, and would just
Oh,
squint. She'd hear his voice because there was these
wow.
mismatches that just weren't connecting. And
Yeah.
so we spent a lot of time, you know, getting her all the support that we could find. But every doctor in the world, and I mean the world, we took her to the best neural ophthalmologist in the world, said you can't regenerate neurons in the visual cortex. It's beyond modern science. So go home and get comfortable being an invalid. My mom, she's Korean. She's very fiery. She doesn't like being told what to do. And when that doctor told her to go home and get comfortable to die, basically, she said, "F that, I'm not doing that." And 2 years later, 3 years later from that experience, she sent him a picture of her riding an electric bike going 25 miles an hour with a head cam on through the canyons of California with cars zipping past her, and said, "If I'd have listened to you, my life would have ended that day. But look at what I do
Wow.
now." And that doctor wrote her back a multiple page letter beside himself, like, I will never limit somebody else's potential to heal. Again,
Yeah.
even in our lowest moments, we become teachers, and that's really what this experience has been for her.
Yeah.
She was unable to get her vision back. That was the hardest part. Everything else we were able to really bring back into balance pretty amazingly. And so when I started working with our Tibetan physician, kind of selfishly said, "Hey, can we, is there any way we can make something to regenerate neurons in the visual cortex?" Just kind of by the way. And he
Yeah.
looked at me, he said, "Why would we want to do that?" And I said, "Well, to be able to see." He said, "We don't
Yeah.
need neurons to be able to see." And I went, "What? Of course you do. That's well." He said, "Well, yeah, we can help her see." And so he created a formula called White Elephant, a neurocognitive enhancer, and we began testing it with her. She used that in accompaniment with hyperbaric chambers, about 20 different sessions, and she attributes her getting a big part of her vision back in one eye, 55%, and the other eye about 35%, to that formula and the hyperbaric chambers. Now she
Wow.
goes to two different studies in Australia and America that are mapping the way that her neurons work, trying to understand how her brain was able to adapt. She's come to a point now where she's come back to work after being on disability. She works for my company. She was an accountant for 40 years. She's now my CFO. And so, it says a lot when you've got a brain damaged person running your books.
Yeah. Oh my
Does it
goodness.
well, and she gives back in
Terrible.
everything that she does. And so that's an example that's close to my heart of how the medicines, have the ability to change lives. But the truth is, even for my mom, the medicines aren't what healed her. She healed herself. She had the
Yeah.
intention, she had the drive, she was willing to do whatever it took, and the
Yes.
energies of the universe align with that sort of intention and bring it into fruition.
Yes. Oh, wow. That is an amazing story. And it's so true that the spirit and the mind play such a big role in in who we are and how we heal and how long we can live. People don't realize, but the mind and the spirit are such a powerful tool within us. And if we take care of it, it's amazing what could happen. Now, when it comes to the white elephant, so that helped your mother with her vision. Now, for somebody who just maybe wants to prevent any type of vision loss in the future or any problems that could occur, can they use this as a preventive tool? Or if they have,
Absolutely.
they want to maybe improve their sight as a possibility or keep it consistent what they have?
It's not a formula that was made specifically for giving somebody their sight back. It was a formula
Okay.
made for giving the brain the ability to regenerate, heal, and restore itself, including the elements that are necessary for our brain to create new neural pathways, new ways of doing things. And so, really, what White Elephant did for my mom was it gave her a plethora of really specialized healing support from the botanical and mineral kingdoms in a way
Yeah.
that her body's biochemistry could take that wisdom and healing support and integrate it into the body in the best possible way. The difference between Tibetan medicine and most other medicines is that Tibetan medicine communicates with your body. It doesn't just speak to it, but it receives information as well. So when you're having a two-way conversation, both sides are addressed. Less room for complications, really no room for complications. And so your body
Right.
takes what it needs, and every formula is built with an exit strategy so that what's not needed is removed from the body. It doesn't start to accumulate or build up.
And that's a big problem because there's a lot of vitamins, a lot of supplements that do build up in the body and does cause problems. People don't realize, but if you take a certain vitamin or a certain supplement for a long period of time, a lot of these vitamin supplements will build up in the body, and then you could actually get the overdosage, symptoms from the overdosage and not even realize it.
Yeah. For somebody that just wants to stay healthy, there's a formula we have that's called Rose Gold Diamond Shilajit. In the ancient Tibetan medical tantras, thousands of years ago, it was described by the physicians as a destroyer of all weakness and conqueror of mountains. It's a super mineral supplement that comes from the Himalayas that's rich in fulvic and humic acid. When a healthy person takes it, it's fortifying your constitution really powerfully, your immune system, your endocrine system, cellular energy. It's giving your body the raw mineral elements that it needs to be able to regenerate, restore, and heal itself. And so, for instance, men who take the Shilajit formula, we tested this one with my dad. He was 72. We know that Shilajit reverses the genomic aging process. We wanted to see how that turned out. And so he used it for 3 months. At the start, got a physical done. I think his physical age was like 62, 10 years younger than he was. So he was happy about that. When he back went back, he was 38. His doctor
Oh,
said, "I don't know
wow.
what you're David, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." And he's had a stroke. got two stents in his heart. He's been using another formula we created called Healing Heart. His heart's more healthy than it's been in a long time as well. And so when you give your body the tools and the support and the information it needs, it thrives. It uses it. It does its best with it. But oftentimes we give mixed signals because we don't even understand what we're putting into our bodies.
And that's a big problem. A lot of people, they don't even realize what they need. They just see things on the on over the counter and they buy it because it looks good. And and a lot of times, sometimes people don't realize, but supplements are like medications. They're strong. And sometimes pharmaceutical companies will use certain supplements to, include in their medications because it's medicine, and people don't realize that. So you have to be very careful what you choose to put in your bodies before you actually do it.
Suwa Rigpa, which is the Tibetan healing science, it actually means nourishing awareness. Suwa meaning nourishing, Rigpa meaning awareness. And that's really what this healing science is all about. It's about nourishing our own awareness into what makes our body healthy, what makes them unhealthy, and using that awareness to keep ourselves in a state of health and vitality. And so a lot of what I do is consultations every day, and I'm helping people to change the trajectory or degenerative trajectory, whatever that may be. To establish a regenerative trajectory and then to support that trajectory without having to take a bunch of medicines. It's with our diet, meditation, and our lifestyle practices, and the way we speak, and the way that we think, and the way that we project our intentions out into the world. And so, most people, they're able to make that transition, and now they've picked up three or four new healthy habits. They're able to offset use medications with good lifestyle practices. And they've whatever level of trajectory they've established, sometimes they're fast, sometimes they're slow and steady, but as long as they're heading in the right direction, then we're doing our job.
Oh, I love that. That's amazing. Now, a lot of people suffer from chronic pain. Do you have something that you help and suggest to people for chronic pain?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of my big problems. My medications are three different pain pills. I was constantly on opiate pain medication. I don't need to take that anymore. I go run and I can run, ride a bike, go to the gym, swim all in the same day, and I come home and I don't need a pain pill.
Oh,
Whereas
that's
before, if
amazing.
I walk to the mailbox on a rainy day, I'd come back with all kinds of arthritic cracking and all kinds of joint pain. So we created a formula specifically for that. One is called White Tiger. White Tiger is for polyarthritic joints. So I had four different types of arthritis, and it was affecting about eight different joints in my body. And on any given day, bounce around different joints. I got a torn rotator cuff, got a torn meniscus in the knee, messed up tendon. I was never able to get everything feeling good at the same time. Over the course of about 6 months using White Tiger, I got rid of all of those arthritic conditions. I'd been told by a doctor I couldn't lift more than 30 pounds on my leg anymore. I lifted 360 pounds last night on it with no problems, and I got no pain. And so that formula, White Tiger with Rose Gold Diamond Shilajit, gives your body the regenerative support to fix the cause of the problems from the pain, whether it's a structural or a neurological. And for me, it took probably a year to be in a place where I didn't need to continue taking the supplements or taking the infusions. But now, I'll use one of those infusions when I push myself too hard or I tweak something, but I'm not reaching for it every day just to get through the day.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's amazing. Now, we also have people that suffer from anxiety. Do you offer anything for anxiety?
Yeah, that's me included. But that was part of my PTSD was anxiety, and we have a lot of formulas for that. The one that's really made the biggest difference for me is called Healing Heart. And we actually created that formula because when I started doing consultations, a lot of times people come to us when doctors tell them they've got 2 weeks left to live and there's nothing else that can be done for them, and they call us up and they say, "Is there anything you can do?" And there's lots of things we can do, but that's a really hard conversation to have with somebody. And when you're empathic and have an open heart and you're trying to relate and be there for them, you can take on a lot of what's coming out. And I wasn't aware of what was happening on a subtler level within my own energetics of my heart. And I woke up at midnight one night and I had this crazy heart palpitation. It felt like my heart stopped for about a minute and then started again. I went, and I always had a strong heart, never any problems. So I went to our physician and said, "Amchi, I woke up in the middle of the night and didn't it felt almost like a heart attack." And he looked at his wife, and his wife goes, "Oh my God." And she said, "I woke up at the same time, Trin, and I clutched my heart and I said, 'We need to support Trin's heart.' And then I went back to sleep." So that's how tuned in he is to everything that's going on. And he'd already started creating this formula called Healing Heart. And so that was one of the reasons that we created it. The other was that we had been working with about 8 or 10 people out of dozens who weren't responding to their protocols. And I was still in training. So I went to him with the protocols and I said, "This is what I've done. What am I missing?" He said, "You're not missing anything with what you know, but we're missing something. And that's supporting the heart. All of these
Yeah.
people that aren't responding to their protocols have traumas and emotions and past experiences that are trapped and stuck in that neural network of our heart. And
Yeah.
it's blocked physical healing." And I went, "Is that a thing?" And he said, "Yes, that's a thing." And so we created this formula pretty quickly, gave it to each of those protocols that were having obstacles to really establishing that trajectory, and all
Yeah.
of them responded almost immediately. Actually, one of them who we created it for, the main person, she's a doctor. Her name is Lori Moore. She called us from she put herself up for an estate sale, and she was moving into a home to die. She'd had Lyme disease for 14 years, like 16 co-infections. Nothing could help her. One of her friends that she called to say goodbye to said, "Please let me get these people to call you. One of our dear friends, just listen to them." She agreed to it. So I talked to her for an hour and a half in that car park, and it talked her into going home. She had no
Yeah.
money because she closed down all of her accounts. So I sent her medicine that she needed and said, "Pay us when you're able to. Just get it in, start." She
Yeah.
called me yesterday and she said, "Trent, I'm doing yoga like I was 25 years old. I'm
Wow.
dancing around. I've come back into full practice. I've got my health balanced out." And this is 2.5 years after creating that formula for her. It released what was stuck in her network after 40 years of being a
Yeah.
counselor and allowed the healing to take place on the physical. So it
Oh,
gives you
wow.
a little example of how Healing Heart works. But in
Yeah.
answer to your first question, that Healing Heart helped me to dissolve and release all of the causes of that anxiety and that stress. And now it's clear things that used to trigger me and upset me and make me laugh now that I would ever get triggered from it to begin with. And so
Wow.
your perspective really shifts and you're able to see things with a whole new lens.
Oh, I love that. Now, a lot of people also suffer from depression. Do you have things that could help with depression?
Same formula. Yeah, Healing Heart is really amazing for any type of emotional conditions. We use it for PTSD. Right before this call, I was on the phone with somebody with bipolar, extremely effective for bipolar, autistic children, any type of learning disabilities. When you use Healing Heart with White Elephant at the same time, you're giving your pineal gland, your mind support, and you're giving your heart support. And when these two come into entrainment together, they become coherent. Mind-heart coherence is our natural state. That's when we're living from our heart's intelligence rather than trying to filter through our thoughts and figure out the right direction to go. We have an innate wisdom that's internal for all of us, and we just become out of tune with it. And so tuning into that innate wisdom is really the first thing that our medicines do for people, helps them to become aware of the internal communication that is always streaming information on how to stay healthy and how to increase vitality. But we become dumbed down to it. And so as that voice gets louder, we start to take control of our own health and
Yeah.
vitality, not just on a physical, but a mind and a spiritual level as well. And that's where the real magic happens.
I love that. And now you have there was also another one. I might be pronouncing it wrong. It was Madhuna
Maithuna
Prana.
Prana?
Yes.
Yeah, you will love that one. That is a Tibetan tantric formula. It's used as an energy formula.
Oh.
It's raising chi through the energy centers. So
Oh, I
first
love
thing in
that.
the morning, that formula, it's game changing. It's used for people that do Tai Chi, Qigong, any type of spiritual practice.
Yes.
We use it on a physical level for women going through menopause, perimenopause, hot flashes, thyroid issues, endocrine hormonal issues. It's also alkalizing to the body. And it works for men and women for intimacy. So for men, it helps with the physical aspects of being able to perform. For women, it
Yeah.
helps the emotional connection aspects of being able to get into that zone, as well as the
Wow.
physical.
Yeah, I think you named most of my symptoms.
I think I sent you a little protocol there that will really give you a bird's eye view into what's going on. It's a
Yeah.
level up protocol for you to really increase your mind's capacity, expand your mind, open your heart more, clear your energy field so you can fit more good things in there.
Yeah. And this is the rose gold that you were talking about, right? The
That's a
rose gold.
spray. So that's an auric mist. It uses Bulgarian rose. That spray is really powerful because of the Bulgarian rose that's in there. Bulgarian roses is really balancing to the emotional centers. So we have practitioners that will spray that around people when they come in for a session. And when they have an emotional experience and they're purging or releasing something, they'll spray that just on their meridians on their forearms right here, which is where the emotional centers are. It's just super soothing and allows people to move through those emotions with grace and not as much friction.
So that's great. Like for me, I love to use the chakra bowls and I love to like meditate with the chakra bowl. So if I'm working on letting go and I'm working on my emotional, like my heart or just even my throat, I could just put it on my arms and just have a really intense feeling of just letting go of those emotions that I don't want to hold on to.
Yes, and even more so with the healing heart.
Oh, I love that. And so the rose gold diamond that you talked about, that is a serum then. That's a serum that
That's
you would take.
an internal formula. Yeah, it has it's we test the energy, the life force energy, and the formulas, and that formula tests higher than anything else that's ever been tested.
Oh,
It's
really?
the Ayurvedic Association of America tested it. And it was 7.7 trillion life force energy units, which is just ridiculous. Everybody thought it was a mistake, and multiple people came and tried to redo it to prove it wrong, and it was not. It was infallible. It was the correct amount. And that's largely because it contains nano diamonds, which are used in cancer particles, and monatomic gold, which is an alchemical substance that's found and talked about in the Anunnaki Sumerian tablets 8,000 years ago, talked about in the Bible, talked about in religious and spiritual practices all throughout the world. And monatomic gold is basically an ascension tool for ascending consciousness and awareness into higher fields of activity and awareness. It was used by the pharaohs in the pyramids during rites and ceremonies for entering into the next life. The king's chamber of the Giza pyramid actually had about 5 tons of monatomic gold in there because they believed that it was more valuable to them in the afterlife than just about anything else. And so between the diamonds, the monatomic gold, and the Tibetan botanicals and the terpenes in that formula, it's the most advanced expression of trilogy on the planet. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow. And then you have the relief lotion that I see. This is for the
That's the
chronic.
first thing. That was the first thing I ever created for myself, and that was to get myself off of steroid gels that I was using for my leg. And so that was the very first product that Jump ever created.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, these are great products. Now, you also the happiness berry. So tell us a little about that.
Yeah, they're very, very hard to find now because the market of goji berries has been really diluted by a Chinese berry called a wolf berry. They're not the
Okay.
same. A wolf berry grows in the lowlands of China. That's what you'd find at Costco and Trader Joe's and most of those places that
Oh,
come. Where we get our berries from is at a very high altitude, which means they're jam-packed because they have to be in that environment of all of the phytonutrients that they're so well known for. So to give an example, we talked about depression and anxiety before. If we were in Tibet and you went to a physician and said, "Hey, I just got into town. I'm trying to find my guru or my people or whatever. I have a little bit of anxiety. I'm a little, he'd give you a handful of those berries, tell you to go put your feet in a creek and sit with your back to a tree, eat the berries, and come back if you didn't feel better, and he'd give you some pills. They
Wow.
never come back. And this is a story that our Tibetan physician shared with me for Westerners coming to these clinics in the Himalayas. They do that, and that would balance somebody, ground them. And the nutrients inside of those berries are what our brain needs to create serotonin and the happy hormones and to be in a balanced, happy state. They're a medicinal berry, so they're used in all kinds of protocols, HIV, herpes, different types of immune system problems, eyes, heart health, used in diabetic protocols. They're very, very versatile and they're dosha balanced, which means they don't cause any adverse reactions based on what your dosha type is. They'll work within any range of dosage time. So I
Wow.
use those in my protein shakes. I put them into curries. Sometimes I put them in soups and salads. They can go in just about anything. And 15 grams, which is about 15 berries, is about all you need a day.
Oh, really? I was going to ask you how many you need and how to use them. So you could just grind them up in food, you could put them in food, you can,
Yeah. I had
wow.
some in a gray tea right before our show here. They become plump little juicy berries in the tea, and you get to eat them at the end of
Oh,
the tea.
really?
So lots of fun ways you can enjoy those. But you'll notice a difference if you purchase our berries and compare them to the berries that you're. I always thought goji berries tasted different until I had experienced these, and they're definitely a you can taste the difference in quality and also in the way that they're supporting your body.
Oh, wow. You know, a lot of people, we found that a lot of people interested in water quality and contamination and EMF rays. And, you know, these are things that are really like people are worried about because they're surrounded by water that, you know, has so many contaminants. And then you have all the EMF rays all over the place. You have the phone, you have the microwave, you know, you have so many different plants that you drive by and they have radioactive waves on them. And like we mentioned, you know, some of these places are affecting the people's health around them and in towns right around them. And you know, I know you have an EMF bracelet on your store. You know, what are some of the things that you have, like the EMF bracelet? Like, what could that do and help? How could that help people?
The EMF bracelet, it contains shungite, which helps to create a field which absorbs electromagnetic frequencies. We're actually adapting those bracelets and working with a company called Living Design right now that uses an ancient technology, radio synesthesia, for harmonizing different things. And so we've been doing some tests with her technology in addition to the shungite, and it's even more powerful at protecting our fields from EMFs. The most As far as science-backed and internal EMF remediation, white elephant is built into the design of that formula, because
Oh,
a lot of
really?
people dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's, it's can be indirectly related to absorbing EMFs, and so that's one of the functions of that formula. Over the course of 3 months, you'll remediate most of the EMFs out of your body and your organs. And if you're in an environment that you're constantly being bombarded by EMFs, like a pilot is, we have many pilots that use White Elephant. They take it before their flight starts, take it at the end of
Okay.
their flight, remediates the EMF from being in all that technology, and gives them the cognitive support to do their job as best as they can.
Oh wow, that's amazing. I know it's so important to stay healthy and you know, for people, you know, it's not just taking a supplement, but I would assume people have to keep good health the way they eat, maybe the way they exercise, maybe the way they practice their spiritual well-being. What are some of the things that you suggest that, you know, people incorporate, not just with taking a supplement, but other things they should do also if they want to get the full effect of the supplements?
Water is really important. A lot of us aren't even aware that the water we drink is not helping us. There's a tap water is definitely not. If you can avoid it and get yourself some mineral water or a reservoir or something that's coming out of the earth that's still living water, your body's made of more than 70% water. And so
Yes.
when you're giving 70% of your body a crappy filler with some tap water that has a bunch of rust in there, or the other chemicals and elements they put in there to keep it safe and drinkable.
Yeah.
So that's something that I often talk to people about. Food, obviously, staying away from processed foods, giving your body as much organic, beautiful, high vibrational foods as possible. When
Right.
people find Tibetan medicine, they're usually fed up with the revolving door of Western medicines and nutrients, and they want to find a path that liberates them from all of
Yeah.
that. And path is really, it's an internal one. It's us coming to a realization that this way maybe isn't a better way, maybe there is a better way, and then having the fortitude and the discipline to walk the different path and test it.
Right.
I work with people on a daily basis who don't think that there's any chance for them, but they're there because a loved one told them to call, and within a month or two they're calling me going, "Oh my God, I almost didn't do this. Thank you so much." I say to them the same thing every time. I appreciate your gratitude, but you should be thanking yourself, because all of this is happening because you made a decision within your own mind, body, and spirit to heal and to move away from this degenerative trajectory. You've empowered yourself by your own intention. Now the universe is conspiring and supporting you with what you need to make that intention come to full fruition.
That's wonderful. You know, I know with a lot of people suffer from Alzheimer's and dementia, it's on the rise. And they did a study, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but in the next 3 years, it's supposed to be a crazy number that it's going the increase in Alzheimer's and dementia is supposed to be insane. And would something like white elephant be beneficial for something like that?
It'll stop the progression completely. When people that aren't too late stages, it will actually help to support establishing a regenerative trajectory, which means reversing the negative aspects. When caught early, very effective. When caught late, It will manage the symptoms and help prolong things, help them have more ability to connect with their family and loved ones, go out more on their terms. But when there's a susceptibility for it because parents or genetic disposition to it, and you start using the white elephant early enough, you'll completely stave it off and not have to deal with it. So it can be used as a preventative. It can also be used as a support for when you're dealing with things, in the moment.
Wow. Now, also, like high cholesterol in our society, it's all over the place because the way we eat, or sometimes even DNA, genetics, we know sometimes we are born with high cholesterol in our family. And, sometimes people keep trying to do, eat healthy, they change their diets, and the numbers don't go down fast enough. And the worst thing you could do is take a statin. It's the worst thing for your body. So, do you have anything that you sell that is good for people that are suffering from high cholesterol?
Yeah, absolutely. I dealt with it myself. We have Healing Heart, which is very effective, and even more so Amla 25, which are Tibetan pill medicines that come directly from the Tibetan Buddhist medical monasteries in Nepal and Bhutan. So these are the epitome of Eastern medicine that have been produced for thousands of years over there, and we are the only distributors of those medicines in the West. So yeah, we do. If somebody came to me with a cholesterol problem, I would put them onto a protocol, suggest a protocol using Healing Heart twice a day and the Amla 25 pills once a day. And that would be enough to start to address the cholesterol issues and also a whole host of other benefits that are going to happen from taking those formulas.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's wonderful. And with diabetes, is there anything? Because diabetes has tripled. So I'm just wondering, is there something that you offer for that?
There is. We have a formula we created for diabetes called Weightless Radiance. It's really supporting the digestive systems, keeping insulin levels balanced, endocrine systems, energy systems in the body. It's really supporting the entire body, starting from the digestive system. And so when somebody has a diagnosis and they're told they're going to be on insulin soon, if they don't get their act together, we'll put them onto a protocol using this formula, just one dropper in a glass of water 30 minutes before each meal. And that will stave off them having to have insulin, help them to lose weight. We use this protocol a lot with people that are on Ozempic and having interactions and side
Yeah.
effects. They'll come off the Ozempic over time and replace it with the Weightless Radiance, and it's a night and day difference. So your diabetes, there's a lot of different factors that come into it and very different ways that it can progress. And that would be something I'd suggest that people call in and set up a free consultation with us, and we can get into a little bit more of the specifics to make sure that we're giving the best recommendations possible.
Now, are there any other topics, any type of supplements that we didn't mention that you feel are very beneficial, common in our society that people should maybe look into?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a pathogen soup now constantly. We have all kinds of viral pathogens and stuff just blowing around everywhere. And so being able to fortify ourselves when we go into an environment that we know is higher risk, really important. We have a Tibetan antibiotic. It's called Turquoise Dragon. It's been used for centuries. It would replace about 70% of Western antibiotics. It's that powerful. And it
Oh,
doesn't
wow.
cause any problems with the gut biome or build up a susceptibility or any of that. And so, if I have to travel, I'll take Turquoise Dragon 3 times a day for 2 days before I travel. While I'm traveling, 2 days after, I'll never get sick. I did that for 4 years. And then I went on a trip to Vegas, took a bottle with me, did it for the first half of the trip, and met someone sick at the airport in Las Vegas. And I gave them my bottle and told them what to do and thought, I'll be right. I'm going to be home in 2 days. Well, I
I
got
guess.
sick for the first time in 4 years. I got COVID, and I thought, "All right, I'm going to listen to my own advice and not forget next time." Turquoise Dragon, for mothers that want to keep something in the medicine cabinet for their families, there's nothing that I would choose over that because it has really wide applications for what it can do. Its biomedical applications. It works for parasites, for gram-positive, gram-negative bacterias, all types of viral pathogens. It's also a chi channel cleanser, clears out your chi channel so you have more energy. And
Right.
so that's a formula that I'd probably suggest people look into. Another one that is really popular is our Blue Lotus Peacock. That's a formula we created for two of my uncles. They both, during COVID, had the vaccine and developed cancers within a month or two of having the vaccine. They've both been
Oh,
very
wow.
healthy. And so my mom called me one day and said, "Your uncles both have cancer. Uncle Warren's getting close to dying. Can we send them anything, Kim? I told her Amchi, and he created that formula, Blue Dog's Peacock. One of my uncles, it was told he only had a few weeks to a few months to live, lived another 2 years, took his family on a cruise around the world, went out on his own terms. I got to see him before he died. My other uncle completely resolved the prostate cancer and doesn't have to take the medicines anymore. So Blue Lotus
Wow.
Peacock helps the body to identify and remove cancerous cells, and oftentimes is used in accompaniment with Turquoise Dragon. And the Blue Lotus Peacock acts like a spotter for the cells that need to be addressed, and the Turquoise Dragon acts like the hunter and comes in and removes what's no longer needed. And so that's a protocol that we use for cancer. It's a protocol we use for long COVID, for spike proteins. Very effective at clearing the body of any type of pathogen or parasite.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Oh, it's so important for people to look into these things. I feel it, a lot of people sometimes just run it and get a medication, but they don't realize the outcome and how many side effects and how many bad things medication can do. And I had my husband's grandfather was given a medication. He had an adverse effect on the medication and he ended up on dialysis because his kidneys stopped working. So people have to, stop and think, is medicine the only way? No. If we can heal ourselves naturally, what, then we should, And I wanted to ask you because, one thing that came to my mind is that we are exposed to toxins every day from the moment we wake up to the moment we go outside. It's everywhere. Toxins are in the air, toxins are in the water, toxins are everywhere. They're in our foods. Do you have things that could help with releasing the toxins from your body?
Absolutely. The Turquoise Dragon and the Blue Lotus Peacock. That's a protocol that probably everybody on the planet would benefit from right now, because people don't even understand what spike proteins are. People don't understand the way that pathogens can remain dormant in the body and come back. And when you get a perfect storm of two or three pathogens that activate in your system at the same time, you're now in a chronic disease state. Doctors are scratching their head trying to figure out what it is, and never
Yeah.
even considering that it's multiple things making this happen. And so when you take the practice out of medicine, which is what we doctors say, we're practicing medicine, and you rely on the innate healing will, wisdom, and intelligence that's in our body, you're not practicing. You're listening to the real doctor, which is your own innate healing wisdom. And that's really
Yes.
what we tried and do our best to help empower people to understand, is that when you become in tune with that inner guidance system, you start making decisions that are actually for your best health and vitality. Not
Yes.
decisions based on fear or trusting somebody else's advice because you think they know better. Really want to
Exactly.
switch people onto that internal guidance system, because once that's loud and clear, people start finding their path to healing much quicker.
Now, before we go, I want to ask you what advice do you give to people that don't know how to connect yet with their inner selves? There are so many people out there that don't, they see within the gray box and they don't really understand the concept of connecting with their inner spirit, their inner self. And some people are skeptical and they live life on an earthly basis and they don't think from at a higher level. What's your advice to people that want to connect with their inner self? They just don't know how.
I think thinking is the we think we think we have to think to do it, that our thoughts are going to lead us there. That's not been my experience. My experience has been our hearts work in a different way to thoughts. They work with feelings and emotions and intuition. And so if my mind's running thought patterns telling me to do something over and over again, I'll often think, all right, a second, well, that's what my pain's telling me. Let's see what my heart's telling me. And your
Yes.
heart can be giving you a completely different guidance system. And so when you start leading with your heart's intelligence, relying less on the thought projections that are constantly flowing, that really a lot of them are just useless and don't do us any good,
Yeah.
we start to make the right decisions and put one right decision in front of another one and another one. And then we gather momentum. And then before we know it, we're looking down from the precipice going, oh, that was a hike, but that was fun. I figured it out. Here I am. There's where I was. This is where I am now. And now we can start looking and moving into even higher directions and aspirations.
I love it. Now, from today's conversation, if you had to emphasize on some important factors, what would be some things you'd like to emphasize about today's conversation to the listeners?
Just to let people know that, we're always looking for something outside of ourselves to heal us. We got to see this specialist, or we got to get this herb, or we got to go and meet this person, or we got to get this energy work done. It takes away from the truth, which is that the ability to heal and regenerate ourselves, it's inherent inside of ourselves. It's actually inherent in every single one of our trillions of cells. There's a sacred, divine, complete blueprint for what health and vitality mean for us on a mind, body, and spirit level. And when you understand that and just have an intention to connect with it, your body listens. Every single one of your cells, now proven by science, has what they can, what they consider to be similar to a microscopic ear, which means your cells, every one of them, can feel and understand the intentions that we're energetically putting out into the world. And when you understand that every one of your cells holds this intelligence, and you start to rely on that rather than what other people are telling you or what you're thinking, your body has the tools it needs to do the work. And in my experience, nothing anybody ever does for you is going to heal you. People who say I'm going to cure you, they're a little confused, because all we can do as healers is assist another person with the tools and the support that their bodies and minds and spirits need to be able to heal and regenerate themselves. And so as a pharmacy, that's our goal. It's to support your body, your mind, and your spirit into regenerating and healing with botanical and mineral allies that speak the same language as our body's biochemistry.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Well, this has been amazing. Can you please tell everybody about the services that you provide?
Sure. The easiest way, if people would like to ask questions, is to set up a free consultation. We offer a free 15 minutes consultation. You'll speak with myself. To set that up, the address is heal.me/Jampa. Jampa is spelled JAMPHA. You just set up a free consultation. We'll answer any questions you have. If you'd like us to create a protocol for you, we can do that. That's the best way for people that have multiple things that they have questions about to get the information quicker. Otherwise, just visit our website, which is Jampa, JAMPHA.com. We have really a huge amount of resources and information. There's all kinds of blogs on different botanicals and healing modalities and product information. So explore, see what resonates with you. You can email us at love@jampa.com for support. We'll answer any questions that you have, usually within an hour or two. Or reach out to us on our toll-free number, which is 1-888-303-3378. And we respond usually within I'd say 4 hours to most calls if we haven't answered them right away. So we're pretty approachable. We're here to support you.
That's wonderful. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. This has been amazing. And I thank you for all the valuable information and what you're doing. You're really, you're providing, these herbal supplements that are really helping individuals heal themselves, and I really thank you for that because I'm a big advocate when it comes to healing the body, and it's wonderful that you've devoted your own life and you took something in your life that was tragic and you turned it into something good, and now you're helping so many other people. So I give kudos to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for your work that you're doing.
Oh,
Just
thank you.
this platform to be able to help our guests get our message out there is a huge blessing. And I really commend you for the work you're doing as well.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too, Stacey. Thank you.